Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, what's happening? Talk to me.
You can't see what's going on. And on this Monday morning, what's going on is the question much of the world has been asking about the situation in North Korea, the death of Kim Jong-il, the naming of a new leader. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, John.
And Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Charlie, good morning to
you. Good morning.
Markets are already reacting, and there's actually more reaction this morning. South Korea has said through its official news agency that North Korea has conducted a short-range missile test this morning. Leaders in South Korea meeting in an emergency session. In general, are markets reacting out of simple uncertainty, or is there some specific aspect of North Korea's relationship with China or Japan that worries investors?
I think it's, you know, fundamentally, there's this uncertainty of where do we go from here and who is the actual leader that comes out of the country. You know, when you hear about a short-range missile launch, these are all these sorts of things that get people nervous and worried in the region. And it'll start affecting, you know, U.S. relations with China, with Japan, with other countries around there, with South Korea. So these are the sorts of things that may, while his passing may not have a direct effect on, say, the U.S. stock market, it just leads to this general climate of instability, which is the last thing that we need when Europe is teetering and we're still worried about the economy here in the U.S. It's like the reactor in Fukushima in Japan. It's just another thing that comes in that suddenly destabilizes the situation.
And indeed, Asian markets are taking a dip this morning. European markets are mixed, and Wall Street futures are up. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. What's the inside the beltway reaction? The president has been in touch with South Korean leaders. What are you learning?
Correct. The news broke right around 10 p.m. last night, and all you heard from the White House shortly after the announcement was that the president had been informed of reports that Kim Jong-il was dead. The White House not even confirming it straight away. Then, John, around 1:15 in the morning, a statement from the White House. President Obama spoke with President Lee of South Korea at midnight. The president reaffirmed the United States' strong commitment to the stability of the Korean Peninsula and the security of South Korea. The two leaders agreed to stay closely in touch and agreed they would direct their national security teams to continue close coordination. That's it from the White House. Now, a senior administration official, spreading around various news outlets on an anonymous basis to say, yes, the South Koreans are nervous. The South Koreans have good reason to be nervous because in a country like North Korea, anytime the leader dies, that causes instability, and instability possibly leads to more danger. And from official Washington, at least from the executive branch, the State Department, and the White House, that's about all we've got so far. They're coordinating their message and getting their own intel together, I'm sure.
And, of course, any time a leader dies in North Korea hasn't happened very often. This would be only the second change of leadership in North Korea since the founding of that nation more than 75 years ago. Todd Zwillick, South Korea may be nervous about what's going on. Does the U.S. buy this idea that a leadership vacuum in North Korea is inherently an opportunity for instability and possibly more saber rattling? Or is maybe this an opportunity to pursue nuclear talks even more aggressively?
Well, I'm not sure that that has been decided. You know, David Sanger at the top of the hour is probably the best one to answer that. What can I say except that every risk is an opportunity? North Korea had, in the past many months, been sort of playing nice and asking to get back to the table in six-party talks, asking to get back to the table directly with the United States on nuclear talks in exchange for aid. Don't forget, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Burma just a couple of weeks ago, really putting pressure on an ally of North Korea who's also a customer for its nuclear wares. So there had been movement on those grounds. There had been North Korea edging back to the table with the United States. You have to sort of read the signals with North Korea. Now there's a whole great deal of uncertainty because of the new leadership.
And will there be new signals? Certainly on Capitol Hill, the opportunity for reaction on lawmakers from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle will certainly see all week long. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Normally I'd throw this to Todd, but let's start with you. We thought the whole payroll tax extension issue was solved over the weekend, but now Congress really doesn't want to get anything done. Listen to House Majority Leader John Boehner.
How can you do tax policy for 2 months? We really do believe it's time for the Senate to work with the House to complete our business for the year. We've got 2 weeks to get this done. Let's do it the right way.
On Saturday, the Senate said, let's do a two-month extension of those payroll tax cuts. Boehner's going to stand in the way of that. What signal does that send?
Well, I'll let Todd sort of do the politics of will this vote go happen today? Will it pass? And I just want to say that, you know, if you look at 2012, you sort of look back at this Congress, you know, what you sort of see is this, it works in the last minute. It makes temporary fixes, whether it's continuing resolutions to fund the government repeatedly or the debt ceiling fight that took us to the last minute, the special committee that they couldn't make a decision. This bill, pretty much everything that this Congress does is by not actually making a decision. It's just sort of kicking the can forward.
Whether you're a U.S. consumer or an investor, the signal from Washington is we're no better at getting anything done than the Italians.
We can't get something done. And so that leads to, if we're worried about instability in North Korea, where we really should be worried about is the sort of instability here in getting things done and decided. And you just sort of keep pushing things forward. At some point, that's when rating agencies and other institutions start having doubts about, you know, what can the U.S. actually accomplish.
So has Boehner really stopped the payroll tax cut extension? And is this back in a brinksmanship zone, Todd Zwillich?
It looks like he stopped this version of it. Let's keep a couple things in mind. I want to bring you up to date when we were in the Senate over the weekend. The Senate didn't just pass this deal. They passed it 89-10.
Wow.
When was the last time that many Republicans and Democrats got together? John Boehner asked Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid for this deal and then told them, I'll sell whatever you guys come up with to the House. Then Saturday evening, Boehner got on the phone with the House Republicans, said, take this deal. It's the best we're going to get. They all rebelled. And by Sunday morning, John Boehner's on Meet the Press saying, oh, by the way, I'm against it. They're going to kill this bill this evening in the House and then pass a new bill. Harry Reid says the Senate's not coming back. Only one of two things is going to happen. Either the House is going to ultimately accept the Senate bill, which Boehner says isn't going to happen, or Harry Reid's going to bring back the Senate, which Harry Reid says isn't going to happen. This is a stare down. We're in standoff zone now. The tax cut expires in 2 weeks. John.
There's your holiday agenda wrapped up in a nice bow there. Todd Zwillich, Takeaway Washington correspondent, and Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for the Takeaway and WNYC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Pleasure.